Aircheckdownloads.com.
So tired yesterday. Didn't leave here till 1 o'clock.
Didn't you?
I'm meant to be the breakfast show. I'm meant to be out the door at 9:55. And then on the phone all afternoon yesterday, sorting out my meeting with the Queen, which is on
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're going to wear yet?
Well, here's the problem. So I wore my suit. I brought my suit to Leeds for the weekend and wore that because we're all corporate up for the football. And then Mum hung it up in the wardrobe. So when I was leaving, I forgot about it. And just as I'm walking out the door, I went, my suit! So my old man goes, I'll get it. Brings the suit out in the back of the car. Jobs are good. And halfway down the M1, Mum goes, that's not your suit.
Your dad's suit?
Well, initially she said to me, I've got two suits. I've got, you know, because I'm not showing off, but I've got two suits. Yeah. And so Mum said, that's the other suit. So I went, well, that'll do. It still fits. Got home, found the other suit, and then realised that the suit I've got ain't mine. So I don't know whose suit I've got. I must have my old man's. He's considerably smaller and shorter than I am.
Yeah.
So at this stage, I'm going to turn up to meet the Queen tomorrow looking like Alexis Sale. You know, with, like, my ankles exposed.
More on this in a second.
Yeah. Hold that thought for 1 second, please. In front of me, but I think it's smart dress, so it's not necessarily a suit.
Yeah, but you should be, because I think everyone else will be in a suit, won't they?
I agree. I'll find out Joe Wine is going to be there. I don't know if I should have said that. I should probably put the first bit of the show on tape. Anyway, we'll find out. Well, she's bound to talk about it, isn't she?
Can you not just go and buy a suit today or hire one?
Well, this is what I'm thinking. How embarrassing is this? I meet the Queen. I'm going to have to go down to Moss Bros.
And hire a suit.
And hire a flaming suit. However, I don't have time because today is sofa day, where finally I get a new sofa. I've lived for the past few years with the most disgustingly coloured green two-seater broken sofa. And now I'm getting a proper sofa. Very excited. And the man's coming to fix the oven door.
Is he?
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
It won't close properly.
You don't cook with the oven anyway, though, do you? Oh, you do your chicken pies in the day?
Chicken pie and chips, yeah. Which means, you know, 30-minute cooking time becomes 40-minute cooking time.
Oh, because of the heat escape?
Yes, and I don't have enough time in the day, to be quite honest with you. You know, these chicken pies, I can't, you know, I'm off doing other things. They need to cook themselves.
You can get microwavable ones now.
No, it's not the same. Not as good as a
Do you put a bit of milk on the top?
No, my mum used to do that.
I do that.
No.
When you get a pie, you put a little bit of milk on the top and it just keeps the pastry nice and moist and it helps it brown nicely.
Well, anyway, so today I've got to try and work out my suit problem because if I meet the Queen, and by the way, I have to meet the Queen, I can't get out of it. Now, I don't mind meeting the Queen. I said this yesterday, don't get me wrong, I'm not one of these kind of anti-royals or anything like that. I'm not bothered. I quite like the royal family. As Rachel said yesterday, they're good for tourism.
They are. You know,
the Americans lap all that crap up. They love it.
Yeah.
So I don't mind. It'd be quite interesting to meet the Queen. And I was quite shocked yesterday at the reaction of the text. Most people going, oh, no, you should meet her. So, I'm going to meet the Queen tomorrow, but God knows what I'm going to be wearing. So, it could be interesting. The thing is, though, I'm radio worn. We're a bit young and hip and trendy. Shouldn't I be in some jeans with turn-ups?
No, you look daft next to John Humphreys in a smart suit and Wogan, and then you're there in, you know, an ill-fitting pair of chinos or something.
It could be interesting. It could be a good look. I like old chinos. Thank you very much. Zero Soterio, love.
Yeah.
The best. Proper Italian. So.
Just get yourself a suit hired today.
Oh, well, I haven't got time. I've got to go straight back after the show for Sofa Man.
BBC Costumes.
BBC Costumes, yeah, cheers. What, get some leftover Ted Bovis outfit from Heidi High?
I just had his image of you dressed as a chicken or something like
no,
that.
No, you're all right. Thanks very much.
Can someone else not receive your sofa? Because the thing is, that you've got to be there for your suit.
No, because it's a long story. I don't want to get into it. The sofa's got to go through next door because it won't go through mine. So it's going to go through next door, around the back and over the wall.
Oh, blimey.
I know, it's fiddly.
How big is it?
It's not. It's just the fact that my flat's curvy. So, anyway, not that you're interested in my sofa stories, but I just thought I'd tell you. You'd think meeting the Queen would be a big moment in your life, and all I can think of is suit and sofas. And oven doors. To be honest, if the Queen
it's
is going to be
paying the arse for
if
you,
she can
it?
Postpone this to Friday, that would really sort me out. So if you're listening, Your Royal Highnessness, Friday, just check your diary if it's right for you. This is Sigur Rós on Radio 1. I believe he duetted with Paul Young a few years ago.
That was Zucchero.
Right, okay.
He's from Italy, this lot are from Iceland.
Sigur Rós. How do you pronounce it?
Sigur Rós. Something like that, anyway. Just more of a pause. It's from that planet thing. Planet
oh,
Earth.
Lovely.
Natural planet.
You ready? Let's go. Is that the one with the dolphins and rocks and mountains?
Yeah, yeah, polar bears and stuff. All sorts of wild things.
Newcheckdownloads.com.